Good Friday is, of course, gone. Easter is over, and 6 weeks on from the election, there's still no sign of any deal from the folks on the Hill. More talking is expected, but if the latest comments from the parties are anything to go by, they still seem to be nowhere near a breakthrough. So is it time to set a deadline for them, either for a new election or a return to direct rule? And how long should we give them? 1 week, 2 weeks, or perhaps even another month? With me, commentator and former unionist spin doctor Alex Kane, and commentator and former Sinn Féin MLA Dathi Mackay. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Vinny. Morning, Dathi.
Alex, it's that merry-go-round that we just can't seem to get off at the minute.
No, and in fairness to them at this stage, you'll often hear me say those words, Vinny. This is something that goes back 20 years. It's not like this crisis is just something that just popped out of nowhere. This is one of almost a non-stop series of one thing after another. We have talks, we get some sort of deal. And I say quite often that the deal doesn't withstand the first contact with the first problem they have. So what worries me at this stage, and I think there comes a point, having observed this for 20 years, having worked up there for a while, and Dahi will know this, he was an MLA, there comes a point when you actually have to ask two separate questions. Is a deal actually possible? And is it durable? Sticking plaster is possible. Something that will get them over the hill is possible. But if you're actually asking the question, can these guys bring something to the table and actually say, yeah, not only can we deliver this, but we will deliver it, as opposed to, well, anything else could happen.
Do you feel, though, Alex Kane, and I don't want you to be on the fence on this, that we are any closer? I sense a slight change in your tone this morning.
Look, the tone change is simply because, in fairness, it's not a slight change, Vinny. I've said for the past few weeks, I think something will come up. But what I've been writing about recently, what concerns me recently, is yes, I suspect we will get something, because the consequences of not getting the deal, the consequences of going to direct rule, people have to understand what direct rule means, Vinny. They didn't just suspend in for a week or so. If you actually have full-blooded direct rule, you have no assembly, you have no MLAs, you cannot pay people for jobs that do not exist.
Well,
They will avoid that. No matter what they have to do, they will avoid that.
Pay is another issue, Dathi Mackay, and the fact that I'm back at work today, so why are they not, and what exactly do you think will be happening today?
Well, firstly, just to speak up for MLAs as being a former one, MLAs will still be working, they'll still be carrying out constituency work, and I think sometimes it's unfair to beat them over their head because these issues haven't been dealt with in Stormont itself.
But it's not unfair to say that, because is that not what we elected them for? Otherwise, what was the point in going to the polls in the first place?
Well, the parties will argue quite rightly, and certainly in terms of Sinn Féin, that they were elected on a particular manifesto not to put up with disrespect towards the LGBT community, towards the Irish language community, etc. So they would certainly argue that they are living up to the mandate that they've been given. But I think the complicating factor here, as it always is the fact that it isn't just the DUP and Sinn Féin, the two main parties, it's the British government who have a role to play in terms of dealing with some of the legacy issues here. And in any agreement, certainly any of the major agreements in the past, there's always been this issue about who will make that leap first. Now, if there's no indication that the British government are going to make a significant commitment on the legacy issues, then the DUP and Sinn Féin are not going to make a leap either. So there is that sort of...
And then in the middle, you have us, the public, and we're just sat there like ducks. Why do you reckon, Dahi, then, that the formal talks have not returned today? Why put that off until the 24th? Is there not a sense of urgency around getting this sorted, whatever the outcome will be?
Well, I think that's actually it. There is no urgency. There's no sense of an environment where the respective parties are being pressured to make an agreement. So I think, to some extent, the second election is inevitable. If there is direct rule imposed, that could put devolution on the back burner for many, many years, because ultimately for Republicans, and I've listened to some of the speeches over Easter, they are firmly of the view that they are receiving feedback from their supporters, their grassroots, the broader nationalist community, that they no longer want to tolerate the way they are being treated by the DUP, by the likes of Gregory Campbell and his comments towards Martin McGuinness yesterday, that there's a new bottom line in terms of respect from the unionist parties. So unless those issues are dealt with, not only in terms of what's outstanding from past agreements, but in terms of the attitude of the DUP, then I don't see this going anywhere.
It just goes back and forth. Alex Kane, and what we heard for the first 40 minutes of the programme this morning just goes to highlight yet again the reality of what's happening on the ground. So community groups that need these people to be in position, they need funding, and we've heard on this programme and others over the last few weeks where issues arising because of budget problems, and the fact that they're not there, there's no agreement, means that people are really being affected on the ground, and therefore when they refer to talking about their red line issues, whether it's Irish Language Act or if Arlene Foster is in position or whatever it might be, people find that hard to swallow.
They do, and I think in fairness there is this, if let's divide them, there are, if you like, the gut instinct emotional issues, and for a lot of people on the national side, the Irish language is one of those, because they believe that their views have been disrespected, their culture. You'll get the same on the other side as well. But put that aside, Vinny, put that, all those arguments aside, you still have the issue of health, you still have the issue of education, you still have the issue of how William, and that was brilliant, that is the real gut-wrenching living reality for many people in parts of Northern Ireland. It isn't just about drugs, there are so many other things they're dealing with. They are facing the prospect of being told, oh well, there's no assembly, yes, we've elected these people, we might have a second election, there are people called MLAs, there are people who might still have a title, half a title of minister, but actually we can't do anything anymore. If you ask them what really makes people angry, Vinny, it's that sense of we Dahi said it himself, they've got a mandate. Their mandate is a simple one. It isn't just about Irish language or Ulster, Scots or held. Their mandate is simple. It's to collectively govern the country together. That's why they had the election. And when Dahi says about this, it goes back to the point I was making. If you get into direct rule, if that's where we're going, it's not going to be a short period. And once you have that form of direct rule, Vinny, let's get this clear. Everything is off the table at that moment. The agreement is dead, the Good Friday, the St Andrews, all the other bits, they are dead. You're back to the drawing board, because you cannot have direct rule for 2-3 years and then come back and start where you left off. It
yeah.
is not possible.
Maybe there's a slightly romantic idea of what direct rule means or what it meant in the past, Alex. One other thing that does anger people is the issue of the pay, and pay the MLAs have been getting for some 6 weeks now. I mean, James Brokenshire, the Secretary of State, we asked him to come on this programme. He declined again, not available. I don't think he has ever done this programme. And we hear about this sort of reasonable time frame. Reasonable time frame could mean absolutely anything at all, Alex Kane. And people are getting more and more frustrated with that on its own.
Well, they are. And in fact, hands up on this one. I worked with the Assembly. I was there from 1999 to 2010, something like that. And for a period from about 1999 right the way to about 2007, we were being paid staff, we've been paid MLAs, we've been paid, because the general belief was that if you allowed it to collapse, if you went in for a sustained period of direct rule, a whole generation of politicians, the agreement, everything would fall. People weren't angry then in the same sense, because they thought it's a risk worth taking. We're trying to get stability. 20 years on, so many people, even people I know who were very enthusiastic on both sides, I talked to two people quite recently, one from Sinn Féin, one from the DUP, who know how this works. And both of them said to me, Alex, this is getting harder and harder each time to fix. And that's what's getting to the
but
public.
It
isn't working.
It takes me back to that question, Dahi. What is reasonable? It's such a woolly way to reference what many would say should be a specific timeline. It should be, you have until then, and then if that doesn't happen, we will then instigate this. Whereas at the minute, it's just whatever, who knows, we're not quite sure, reasonable.
Well, I think what we would need is an environment that's going to create a major agreement, because over the past 20 years, the two major agreements that we've had were the Good Friday Agreement and St Andrews that restored the institutions. Now, since St Andrews, you've had Stormont House, you've had Hillsborough, you've had Fresh Start, sub-agreements, but they've never been fully implemented. It's always been this case of we'll sort of fudge over certain issues, and certainly for Republicans, they have argued that there's still outstanding issues from these haven't been resolved. And I think Republicans have had enough of that. So what Sinn Féin are saying now is that we need an agreement to tidy up all these issues, to deal with them, so we don't go through another decade of stop-start every 2 or 3 years.
OK, let's take another call.
The implement was outstanding.
Let's take a call on this. Alex in Lisburn, go ahead.
Hello, no, I'd just like to say a few things, but I think I was with Dr. Mackay there, and he probably is reflecting what is the Republican thinking. But, you know, if the bottom line for Sinn Féin is that I, as a unionist, and I'm not a DUP supporter, in fact, I don't agree with their tone, I didn't agree with Arlene Foster's tone, But if he expects me to accept the fact that the IRA and the Republican agenda was some way legitimate during the Troubles, then it's not going to happen. And I'd be quite happy to go back to direct rule before I agree to that situation.
Dahi Mackay, you've got 10 seconds to respond to that.
Well, I mean, all I would say to that is we need to respect that we all have different views. So I actually respect the fact that people have a different view of the conflict. And certainly in terms of dealing with legacy issues, it is not about showing that one side won or the other. It's about delivering some sort of truth.
Okay, well, we'll have to leave it there. Dahi Mackay and Alex Kane, I have a feeling we will talk about this again on this programme and others.